Hello and welcome to a bedtime story for my daughter Grace. Now give me a chance.
All right. Now I'm going to sing. Funny news, isn't it? Now we're going to read Pinocchio.
Okay, Pinocchio, it is.
Pinocchio, oh, oh, oh.
Okay, Pinocchio. You're a loud singer now. Okay, off we go. Off we go.
Pinocchio.
The Adventures of Pinocchio. Once upon a time, a woodcutter was chopping a log of wood when suddenly he heard a voice crying, "Stop hitting me, you cruel fellow." The words seemed to come from the log. The poor man was terrified and ran to find Geppetto, the toy maker. "Oh, please take this piece of wood and burn it," begged the woodcutter, trembling from head to toe. "I swear it spoke to me." Geppetto was delighted as soon as he heard this and had no intention of throwing the log on the fire. "I'm going to make myself a puppet that looks like a real boy, and this strange log is perfect," Geppetto decided. So straight away he hurried back to his workbench and began to carve the wood. "I shall call my puppet Pinocchio, and he will be the son I've always dreamed of." Poor Geppetto was in for a big surprise. As soon as he had carved Pinocchio's head, the naughty puppet stuck out his tongue. "You rude boy," scolded Geppetto. "Have you no respect for your father?" Worse was to come. The second his legs were finished, Pinocchio kicked Geppetto hard, then raced out of the door. I think this might be a bit violent, Grace. He's kicking his father. "Come back home, you wicked boy," yelled Geppetto, shaking his fist angrily as he chased after his puppet. "What's all this commotion?" hollered a stern-looking policeman when Pinocchio leapt into his arms. "He's trying to run away from me. Give him back at once," shouted Geppetto, still very angry. "Don't you tell me what to do," snapped the policeman and marched Geppetto off to jail. Before long, he realized that Geppetto was a kind old man who meant no harm, so he apologized for locking him up and let him go. Sadly, Geppetto made his way back home. "I doubt if I'll ever see my Pinocchio again," he sighed. "I'm so pleased you're back, Father," cried a voice the moment Geppetto opened the door. "I'll be a good boy from now on and never run away." At first Geppetto thought it might be a child who lived nearby, but no, it was his own little Pinocchio. "You can speak just like a real boy," gasped Geppetto, and his eyes filled with tears of joy. That night, the old man made Pinocchio some smart new clothes. "Tomorrow, you must go to school and learn to read and write as all good boys do. Hey, just like you."
"Read and write and be like a good girl."
"I can't go to school without reading a book," gasped Pinocchio the next morning. So, although it was bitterly cold, Geppetto rushed outside and sold his only coat to buy a book. "Thank you, dear father," said Pinocchio as he kissed the old man goodbye. "I promise I'll go to school every day and make you proud." As Pinocchio hurried down the cobbled streets, he heard some music playing. He turned the corner, and there in the middle of the town square was a travelling theatre. "Buy a ticket to see the great puppet show," a boy banging on a drum kept shouting. In an instant, Pinocchio forgot all about school. He forgot his promise to Geppetto. He sold his reading book for 2 pennies and bought a ticket to the show. When Pinocchio saw the puppets singing and dancing, he simply had to join in. At first, Enrico, the theatre manager, was extremely angry and tried to throw Pinocchio off the stage. But when the audience started to shower this amazing new puppet with gold coins, he quickly changed his mind. All that day, Pinocchio performed with the other puppets until the theatre closed. "I've never taken so much money," chuckled Enrico, as he handed Pinocchio 5 gold coins. "Go home to your father, you clever little puppet. Tell him to buy himself a new coat." Now, Pinocchio did intend to go straight home. But on the way, he met a cat pretending to be blind and a fox pretending to be lame. This rascally pair were really 2 cunning thieves looking for someone to rob. "Do you want to know how to make your money grow?" asked the cat when he spied Pinocchio's 5 gold coins. "We know a place called Miracle Meadow," the fox said. "If you bury your coins there, a tree will grow covered in money." "Do tell me where it is," pleaded Pinocchio. Then the scheming pair drew closer and whispered in his ear, and the silly puppet believed every word they said. Off went the cat and the fox at top speed, and, as you may have guessed, Pinocchio set off to find Miracle Meadow and make his fortune. Do you think he'll find his fortune there? Really? What do you think he'll find there?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. On the way, a couple of ghostly figures tried to rob him. It was the cat and the fox in disguise, of course. However, Pinocchio was crafty and hid his coins under his tongue. His 2 thieves were so angry when they failed to find the money, they tied him to a tree and went off empty-handed. Poor old Pinocchio tied to a tree. Pinocchio felt so alone and afraid. How he longed to be home with Geppetto. Luckily, his fortunes were about to change. The blue fairy, who helped people in trouble, noticed Pinocchio's plight. She clasped her hands twice, and an owl flew down from a tree. Untie that unfortunate puppet and bring him to me," she commanded. When Pinocchio saw the blue fairy, he cheered up at once. Quickly, he told her what had happened, but he didn't tell the truth. As he spoke, something extraordinary happened. His nose began to grow. The more lies he told, the bigger his nose became. "Why were you tied to a tree, and where is your money?" inquired the blue fairy. "Bandits kidnapped me on my way home. They took my reading book and stole my 5 coins, lied Pinocchio. By now his nose was enormous. "Tell one more lie and your nose will be longer than a broomstick," warned the blue fairy, for she knew none of this had happened and the coins were in his pocket. "Do what I ask," the blue fairy spoke kindly. "Then one day I will grant you your dearest wish." "I want to be a real boy, please," cried Pinocchio. "Go home to Geppetto, work hard at school, be truthful and kind, and your wish will be granted," promised the blue fairy. Do you think that was good advice?
Yes.
Maybe you thought Pinocchio was so grateful to the blue fairy that he ran straight home. He did nothing of the kind. Walking back through Miracle Meadow, he simply couldn't resist burying his coins and waiting for them to grow. Needless to say, the crafty cat and fox were lying in wait, ready to steal his money and run away. When at last Pinocchio returned home, Geppetto was overjoyed and gladly forgave him. For a short while, Pinocchio kept his promise that he'd made. He was truthful and kind. He went to school every single day and he learned to read and write. I tell you what, we'll stop with the iPhone there. I have to stop the iPhone because it's going to run out. So say goodnight to the iPhone.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye.